morning. Leading the news this morning, Australia and Afghanistan have just signed a strategic partnership on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Chicago. Prime Minister Julia Gillard says the $250 million agreement covers aid, development and trade. She says she hopes the summit will agree that Afghanistan take control for its own security by mid-2013. Meanwhile, the Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, says there were no Australian casualties after a suicide attack in Afghanistan. NATO says two soldiers and two children were killed in the attack on a convoy in Uruzgan province. It happened near a marketplace in the town of Tarinkot. The Federal MP, Craig Thompson, will make his long-awaited statement to Parliament later today. He's expected to deny misusing union money when he was heading the Health Services Union. Mr Thompson says he was set up by other union officials, but it's not clear if he'll use parliamentary privilege to name those people. A boatload of asylum seekers is being transferred to Christmas Island after they were intercepted off the northwest coast of Western Australia. It's understood 175 people are on board, making it one of the largest arrivals in the last 2 years. And the death toll from a powerful earthquake in northern Italy has now risen to six. More than 50 others were injured. The tremor hit the town of Bologna and is felt from Venice all the way to Milan.